At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If a man has been waiting to date you for a long time, he has created a version of you in his head, and it's very hard to compete with that. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And if you are watching me right now, I look very tired because I am. This episode almost did not happen. I literally remembered at like 6 p.m. that today was Monday and I'm supposed to be recording, but it's Labor Day and I forgot and I had a long weekend. So I had to think of something fast. I didn't want to leave you guys hanging. So here we are. Today I'm going to be talking about a few different topics, but the main one was a post that one of my male friends from high school posted on Facebook, and I wanted to explore this topic because this isn't something I've experienced and probably a lot of women have experienced. So I just wanted to get y'all opinion on it because I'm like, oh yeah, that's true. That's sure enough true. Sure enough. Okay. So first, I just want to get into my weekend. So this weekend was very long for me. And I'm not going to lie. Fun ain't fun when you ain't well rested. Okay. When you behind on sleep and rest, fun don't hit the same. Okay. Although I had a very eventful weekend, I feel like it wasn't as joyful as it could have been because I was tired. I was tired. So Saturday, I went to a pool day. We did a resort pass. If you guys have never rented a resort pass, it is a great way to have a pool day at a hotel, especially if you don't have access to a pool in your home, or maybe you don't like the pool, but a resort pass basically gives you access to hotels all over the city that you live in. So I live in Atlanta, of course. So we went to a hotel and the resort pass was only $25, and we quickly saw why it was $25. it wasn't a bad experience. It just wasn't the best experience. My friend said we should have went to the W downtown because they have a really nice pool and everything was like better, but that resort pass was $50. So basically you get what you pay for. So just keep that in mind. But if you just want like a quick, cute little pool, you can get a cheaper one. But if you want like a better luxury experience, then keep in mind to pay for the more expensive one. Okay. Then we went to the wine fest that is called Wine Walk. It is in the Battery, if you're familiar. That one was okay. I go to a lot of wine fest. Again, I think it was because I was tired. because I was sleepy by the time we went there, but the sun will drain you. I didn't get in the pool. I just put my feet in the water, but the sun will drain you. So I was already a little bit drained, and then we were in the sun more when we got to Wine Walk. So I was tired. I got home, ended up watching The Deliverance. Not going to give anything away, but I'll say this. I don't normally watch demonic movies because, as you guys know, I am a Christian, and certain possession movies stir too much up in me and I feel convicted and I just feel like you shouldn't be watching this. So, but with this one, I wasn't scared. It wasn't scary to me. One thing I can say, I really enjoyed that this was the first movie I've ever seen that was a demonic possession that they used the name of Jesus to cast out the demon. Usually in movies where there is a demon or someone who needs an exorcism, they use the Catholic Church, but this was the first time where they used the name of Jesus. So that really made me happy because, hello, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Like, what are you saying? We saw Jesus in the Bible cast out several demons. So that was beautiful to see. And then the way they set the scene up was just so beautiful. I don't want to give anything away. So if you are a Christian and you've seen the different reviews on like, if you should watch this or not, I wasn't bothered. I didn't have any nightmares, but I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I wanted to know more because this movie is actually based on a true story. There was a black lady who moved into this home because the home is possessed. And they have a whole documentary on it called Demon House. And somebody told me about it. So I'm like, I really want to hear more because I heard more about it just from her take on TikTok. But I wanted to explore more. Well, I guess my spirit was like, no, we not. So I ended up turning. I'm sorry, y'all, in the background, if y'all hear coughing, it is my dog. He is, he has congestive heart failure, so he coughs sometimes. So, yeah, that's what's going on. Anyway, so Demon House is on Prime, I believe, and it's also on Tubi. Y'all, I try to turn it on. I got like 6 minutes in, and I was like, yeah, this ain't sitting well with me because this is an actual documentary of someone. Of course, a white man who purchased the house after the lady moved out. He purchased it. And everyone was like, why would you do that? You know what happened here. He's like, yeah, exactly. So he wanted to do a documentary on it. And yeah, I don't know what happened with him because I turned it off 6 minutes in. But I just did not feel right watching a documentary of the real thing because even what he said in the beginning like made me feel weird. So I said, let me go and turn this off. Y'all, immediately afterwards, I watched Summer All-American for like 15 minutes. Then I took a nap. I literally dreamt about bats. Like, I've never dreamt about bats in my life. And I dreamt about bats immediately afterwards. So I'm like, yeah, let me leave that alone. So I would not advise you to watch the documentary Demon House. But if you are to watch The Deliverance, what I will say is, as a Christian, you should know that the spiritual world is real. You should also know that Jesus has everything under his feet. You should also know you are to fear not a thing. Don't fear nothing. Scripture says, fear not, for I am your God. Do not be dismayed, for I am with you. I will be with you wherever you go. I'm quoting that wrong, but y'all know, I think that's in Isaiah. So just understand that, and you will definitely enjoy the part about the part where the deliverance actually happens. Because honestly, the only reason I watched the movie was because people were talking about under the post, they were like, but God, but Jesus, but Jesus. So I'm like, what Jesus got to do with a demonic possession movie? So that's why I turned it on. But if you're not, I'm a scary movie watcher. So it don't bother me. But if you're not a scary movie watcher, do not watch this movie. Don't even do that to yourself. So that's what I would say about that. Next topic I want to mention is day ones. So me and my best friend were having the conversation about what makes someone a day one. Do you feel like a day one is someone who has been in your life since day one, even if they fell off? Or do you see a day one as just somebody, or do you see a day one as someone who stayed down? Like no matter what, no matter when they came into your life, they could have came into your life later in life, like college or early 20s or something, but they just were more down. So she views it as if we grew up together, that's a day one, even if we fell out. I don't see it like that. I see a day one as definitely early years, like early years in life, like high school, college, early adulthood, but somebody who not only was down at one point, but they stayed down. Even if you don't talk to them like that a lot. Like I have a day one who we barely talk. We probably talk once every other month. We probably see each other twice a year, but I still call her day one because she been down since been down. And I know if I really needed her, I can call her. I have a person in my life who we're associates more so now. But you know, we grew up together. But I don't consider them a day one because they didn't stay down. So like I have day ones of my life. It doesn't matter like how close. I really measure it by loyalty. But my best friend, the way she grew up, like her family, they're very graceful, meaning they extend so much grace to people. So when they accept you flaws and all. Like literally, they accept you through thick, thin, your ghetto-ness, all of that. And so I can understand why she considers the person in her life, like, who's no longer in her life, a day one. So I'm just wondering, y'all comment under below, like, what do y'all consider a day one? Is a day one someone who was, like, really close to you, and even though y'all fell out, you still consider them day one, or somebody who is still in your life, no matter at what capacity, and who stayed down? Which one? All right, let's get into today's topic. So one of the homies posted this, and I want to get into it because men come in it and men agreed. So that's what was shocking to me. And I want to get to the actual point of view that I enjoyed to see a man say and talk about. So the post says this, it was posted by a woman. It says, "Sis, never date a man who's been waiting to date you for a long time." So, of course, I said, nah, that's true, because I've been victim to this at least twice. And then a guy comments under it. Shout out to Crook Brown. He commented under this, and he said, "I ain't gonna hold you. I kind of agree with the woman with what the women said on this one. From watching my homegirls, it's hard to compete with the imagination of yourself someone created in their head." So in a nutshell, he's saying, if a man has been waiting to date you for a long time, he has created a version of you in his head. And it's very hard to compete with that. That's why you should not date someone who's been waiting to date you for a long time. So let's talk about it. Okay. So there's another guy. He commented, "Nah, it's facts. The dudes be fantasizing about what they'll be like, then take it out on her for not being a fantasy."
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He had it in his head. And that is so real. Like, you can't compare a fantasy. And yeah, of course some guy say, "Yeah, vice versa for me." And it's actually not. It's just something like, if a girl has been waiting to date you, we don't fantasize about what it's supposed to be, in a sense. Now, we will create our family and our future together. We will do that. But we don't think in our minds like, okay, this is who I hope he would. Let me take that back. We do hope that you live up to the potential in our minds that we've created, but we don't take it out on you. Let me make that make sense. So let me think of one particular. So there was one guy who, and I feel like because there was a little bit of rejection here as well, that made it even worse. So we went on a date, and when I was like 24, right? And he was younger than me, but he was like asking to go out with me. And he was decent looking. So I'm like, all right, cool. So when we went out, I'm not even going to lie to y'all, I was a bit shallow around then, but he gave me the ick. I ain't even going to tell y'all what he did to give me the ick, because it was like kind of petty, but I just knew it wasn't going to work for me. So I kind of was like, yeah, you know, this is not working for me, but, you know, we could still be cool. And so he would still like jump in my DMs every few months, like ask to go out with me again, blah, blah, blah. So fast forward, like 8 years later, he hit a growth spurt and he had a little glow up moment. So I saw him again, like on my timeline, because we remained social media friends, and I had to slide with the, "Hey, big head," because I'm like, oh, he looking good now. So again, I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm just letting y'all know my struggle and what happened to me. So I hit him up, and of course he was receptive because he had been trying to get at me for years. So we started talking. Immediately when we started talking, this man, like literally the first time we hung out, he's like, "I want you to be my girl." I'm like, dude, we just started talking today. What do you mean? I don't understand. He's like, nah, but I know I want you to be my girl. And to me, this goes back to what the men were saying. Like, in his mind, he's created this fantasy and that's what he wants, right? So I'm like, nah, I don't know you like that, because we can keep talking though. So we kept dating, and every like week he'd be like, I still want you to be my girl. I still want you to be my girl. So sidebar, like, when I post on social media, I am posting the highlights besides my podcast. Because when I come and I post like on my page for Single Woman Chronicles, I ain't got no makeup on. Like right now I look crazy. I need to touch my hair up here. My eyes is heavy. They low. Child, I'm sleepy. I don't care about none of that. But like when I post a picture, I'm posting me done up, going out, doing something. I don't even wear nails during the week because I'm a press on girly. Like, I only wear nails on a weekend for real. Like, you know, I'm not the IG girl. A lot of the IG girls ain't the IG girls. Let's be honest about that. A lot of them during the week, they chilling. But when they put it on, they know how to put it on. And that's me. Like, when it's time to go, baby, I can put it on. You know what I mean? So I feel, and I don't know what his fantasy was, but I know he had one just because of how he treated me. So I'm not, from on 80% of the time I'm chilling, I look like this, I'm dressed down. Like, I don't, I'm not like makeup, full glam, whatever. Like, no, that's like 20% when I'm going out. So if we chilling, I'm not like super dressed up. Like, my clothes are decent. My stuff is normally form fitted. I don't like clothes for real. Like, I'm usually in shorts and a crop top, like whatever, but I'm not just Miss Glam. And I feel like he had this fantasy of me just from him following me on social media for so long. And then he also had an issue with social media. Like, he was low key. He was one of them people who lived his life through social media. Like, the person he truly wanted to be, he was on social media, but the person he presented to the world was not the true him, if that makes sense. Like, he was a Twitter finger type of person. Like, he would talk all this crap online, but be like, oh, social media is fake, but that's not how you play it. And the type of women that he would follow all of these IG models, stuff like that. So I could tell the fantasy he had in his head. Like, and also he was younger than me. So I'm laying this out to explain it to y'all. So again, every week he would ask, be my girl, be my girl, be my girl. So by like the second month, I finally like just said, all right, whatever. I'll just break up with him if it don't work, because I don't really care. Now, I don't count this relationship. Like, if you were to ask me if he was my ex, I would say no, because he's not. Like, literally lasted. It was quicker than a relationship I just got out of that was 2 months. But I count that relationship because it meant something to me. And it was actually a relationship and we tried, it just didn't work. But that joker, no. So as soon as I said yes, I noticed like he just started acting weird. And then I would also notice stuff like he wouldn't compliment me as much. One day I found myself questioning myself, like, dang, does he even think I'm cute no more? Like, as soon as I said yes, then like one day I wore heels because I could tell like he wanted me to dress up. So I dressed up one day and like he was like, oh yeah, you know, I love it when you wear heels and stuff like that. So I knew he had like this false thing of who I am in his head. And it's just like, again, it's the fantasy. He wanted the fantasy girl. He wants the IG model 100% of the time. Like, that nigga's delusional. Okay? When I tell you delusional, he's delusional. Okay? So, yeah, they ended up crashing and burning because I found out that he was, like, basically cheating on me after week two on social media. Like, I found one of his profiles and the nigga was acting real wild on there. And I'm just like, wow. So yeah, I had to get out of there immediately. Of course, exit stage left. I don't stay in bad situations. Like, when I see it, first red flag, deuces, I'm out of here. So it's true. Now, with a woman, I'm gonna tell you this. They have this saying that you don't have to lie to a woman because she will lie to herself. That's more so what we're gonna do. If we start dating you and we have this fantasy of you, right? And you turn out not to be the guy that we thought, we're not going to dog you out for it. The worst we're going to do is walk away. But a lot of women stick around hoping that he'll change. But we're not going to dog you out. The reason this post makes sense is because, like dude said, I'm going to repeat it. He said, hold on. What dude said? Let me go back. Because this is from the mouth of men, okay? All right. All right now. He said, then we'll take it out on her for not being the fantasy he had in his head. That's the difference between women and men. Men will take it out on you for not being who they thought you were when you never told them you were that woman, okay? It is the most bizarre thing in the world. But women, we're not going to take it out on you. We're just going to leave, or we're going to just continue to lie to ourselves and try to accept who you are, but we're not going to take it out on you. So that's the difference between us. But this is a warning for women. If you find yourself saying yes to the dude who's been talking to himself in your DMs for years, first of all, let's be honest. Why do you even say yes in the first place? It's probably because you're bored. You're feeling lonely. You want a little attention. Somebody just hurt your ego. You probably just got out of something and you want to feel something. So you go and you seek or to use this human being who's been talking to themselves in your DMs for years, thinking that they can mend your little wound. And that's where you messed up, because you already low. You already in a low place. Because let's be honest, the healthiest point of you, the you on 10, ain't talking to that dude who's been talking to himself for years. You ain't doing that. You ain't even looking at him. You're rolling your eyes. But the low you will go and talk to him, right? Right? Let's be honest. Okay? So you going and you talking to this man and you hoping to find some positive relief because he's been wanting you for a while. So it only makes sense that he going treat you right, because he been chasing you. You're wrong, okay? You're absolutely wrong. In his chase, he's probably fantasized who you probably gonna be, and you just not that girl. So don't even set yourself up for failure like that, y'all. And it's always an exception to the rule, so please don't come on here with the nonsense. Oh, well, you know, I was with my dude and he liked me for 10 years and we're married now. Lucky you. I'm talking about the majority. The mouth of men, okay? That's who said it, okay? So y'all comment below and let me know if you've fallen victim to talking to someone who waited a long time to date you, because it ain't for the weak. It is not for the weak. And I advise you not to do it. Because again, if the healthy you would not date him, don't date him, okay? Don't consider him. Don't open them DMs. Don't go through his picture like, oh, well, he kind of look nice. No, I don't even care if he glue up. Like my situation had me all messed up. I should have still said no. Okay. So don't do it to yourself. All right. That's all I got for y'all today though. Y'all let me know in the comments. Y'all let me know what y'all think a day one is, as well as y'all let me know if y'all are falling victim to dating these fools who wanted you for a long time. And also let me know if understanding that the reason they dogged you out or attempted to dog you out was because they fantasize about you. You weren't the fantasy. Now they're mad at you and resent you for it, which is the most insane thing ever. Okay. All right, y'all. Until next time. Bye.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.